Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes. People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Getting ready like you are, or hopefully, getting ready like you are to hear, I don't know, what do you want to call him? Uncle Joe? Joey B? To give, I am sure before this thing even hits the mainstream media, they're already talking about what a eloquent, wonderful speech that Joey B has given or about to give. Right? Because some of them get a copy of the speech ahead of time, and they have a field day with it, which I think is hilarious. Anyway, you're listening to Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Yeah, we will cut in and out of the speech being given. And I can't wait to hear how he's going to talk about on how great the economy is, how safe the country is, I can't even get. See, the words won't even roll off my mouth. Right? How well we're respected overseas. How energy. No, I can't say that. Right? Seriously. How energy independent the country is. No, not going to happen. Right? It's amazing to me. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. You know? Now, tonight, when Biden gives his speech, you got to admit, I mean, you sit there and listen, you are going to hear so much spin that you might get dizzy. So make sure you're sitting down as you're listening to the speech, I got to tell you. Well, really, I'm just saying it ahead of time so I can come back later on and say, see, I told you. Right? Oh, and by the way, you know, because there's so much into free speech and what have you, the pro-Palestinian groups are out there tonight trying to keep, or tried, keeping the president from his speech. Right? State of the Union. So they gathered outside of President Biden's State of the Union on Thursday, tonight. Right? About 100 protesters showed up at the intersection of the Constitution Avenue and 3rd Street in D.C., right? They're out there. I shouldn't say right all the time. Sorry. But they're out there screaming ceasefire. They have shirts on called Biden's Legacy, which is really funny because, you know, Biden thinks his legacy is totally different. The Metropolitan Police Department told a news source that they're monitoring First Amendment activity at that location. No arrests were made. I wonder if they had MAGA hats and shirts on. What do you think would have happened? Right? Police say one person was arrested and charged with reckless driving earlier. The protest further highlighted the growing animosity that Biden faces within his own party from... So are they saying all those people out there are Democrats? I'm only asking because I'm not so sure that every conservative, every whatever, independent, Green Party, I'm not so sure that a lot of them aren't pro-Palestinian, if you would, or want a ceasefire. Maybe not even for the same reasons. Always fun to watch this stuff because the Democrats just totally get confused as to why this is even an issue. Shift among Democrats leads to a starker party divide. Now, 43% siding with Israel versus 42% siding with the Palestinians. And you realize that the fight isn't with Palestine, or the Palestinians. The fight is with Hamas. So if you're supporting Hamas and you're supporting a terrorist group that just loves to massacre and kill people, whose only goal is to wipe out all the Jews on the planet, not in Israel, or just in Israel, but on the planet. Anyway, this shows you how ignorant they actually are, how much they actually don't know. Yeah, apparently Biden is now, or his cabinet first, and then Biden will enter into the chamber. This is—I don't know why people get so excited about this stuff. New York Attorney General Letitia James, she was booed today at the FDNY ceremony with chants of Trump, Trump, Trump. She didn't know what to do. I'm surprised she didn't call it the National Guard. Right? She was booed at a firefighter ceremony on Thursday, drowned out by crowds who shouted, Trump, Trump, Trump. The booing erupted as James walked up to the podium to honor the swearing-in of the first African-American woman chaplain of the fire department, Reverend Pamela Holmes. Now, she's like, oh, come on. We're in the house of God, simmer down. Like you know anything about God. Seriously? And God is everywhere. He's not just in there, lady. Give me a break. Right? Now, thank you for getting it out of your system. Calm down. James pressed away with her remarks, paying a homage to the first responders, but some of the crowd continued booing. The crowd began repeatedly chanting Trump. Later in her speech, James said that she prayed even for those firefighters in the audience. Oh, isn't she so nice and sweet? Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not there. All right. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Alfonso Rachel when we return.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the Witness Protection Program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 0523. 800-284-0523.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Just get involved, get engaged, get informed first. God bless America. I'm watching Joe Biden enter the chamber. And Marjorie Taylor Greene standing there with a MAGA hat on. God bless America. Not that I would wear one in there, but I definitely would... That was great. Anyway, sorry, I'm losing it to myself. All right. Alfonso Rangel joins us, who we lovingly refer to as Zoe. He's with us, and he is the host of the Soapy and Dan Anti-Funny Duddy Bible Study and Zoloft. You know, Zoe, I know biblically we're not supposed to revel in somebody's demise, and I guess I'm having too much fun with his. So sorry. You know?
Well, you know, the thing is, you know, with Republicans and conservative voters,
They, you know, we tend to go. I try not to, but I watch the gloat fest, and it's like, you know what? By the time they're done gloating, Democrats have taken the victory again. Democrats steal the victory while they're still gloating. Democrats have just already just come in and just messed up and have taken over. It's like, hey, stop wasting time gloating and focus on keeping the victory. Yeah. Oh yeah. No, I'm with you. It's like my, you know, my favorite saying, right? Do something. Do something. Get something done. What have you passed? What have you done? I would let the government shut down. You know, you guys are either going to cut back on some of the spending, or yeah, we'll shut down. That'll save us some money. You know what I mean? It's getting, and even last time, I joked with you, I said, even last time they shut down, they spent $4 billion. I mean, a day. $4 billion a day. And what they perceive to be as mandatory expenditures, I'm going, really? Really? What's mandatory expenditures? What is it? You mean the electric bill? If you guys could get out of there while we're shut down, we would have to pay the electric bill. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I tell you what, man. There's like a whole nother universe that they're pulling all this money from, man. And incidentally, with these pagans, the name of the universe is Uranus. Hey, listen, the other universe is called your wallet. That's the other universe. Okay? I mean, seriously, these people, seriously... Well, you know, back in the 70s, I still remember my dad talking about, you know, balanced budgets and the government spending this. And, you know, soon we're going to be in a, now think about that, soon we're going to be in a deficit kind of thing. And at one point or at some point, they decided that they could borrow way and well into the future. It seemed to be okay. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. You and I, at some point in time, the credit card runs out, but not here. Yeah, I mean, like I said, hey, or I, as I've said before, Joe, it makes no sense to me that they go in and have a hearing to raise the debt ceiling, which makes no sense when they're always lowering the floor, right? It's like the debt floor is like is an abyss. What the crap do you even need to raise the ceiling for? Yep. Yeah, why even bother us anymore on another, you know, you're going to do what you want to do anyhow, right? Yeah, and they are, man. Somebody wants to know what body double they're using for Joe Biden tonight. Look, if you watch this guy walk into, you know, the chamber there, and he's looking around, and he's looking at people, right? And I'm telling you, he's looking at people like, who are you? Yeah, you know, yeah. Do I know you? I mean, what am I doing here? Why are all these people in my living room? I don't understand. And when you said he was like walking into the chamber, man, I just imagined him like walking into a bariatric. What was that? Oh, yeah, right. Walking into the iron lung. But, you know, hey, folks, you know, I know I sound like a broken record when I say this, man, but we're looking at this guy, man, who is like, you know, this feeble-minded, doddering buffoon. That guy was able to steal the White House away from Trump, though. The only place I would differ with you is say it was the people around him. He just went along with it and signed whatever he needed to sign. But you know, here's the thing though, Joe, because between Donald Trump and the voters, we know that this stuff exists. How effective were we at stopping it? So it's like, okay, so he's got like a handful of people pulling his strings and stuff like that. We got a nation full of what was it, 80-something million who was voting for Trump, and we know better, and we let this happen? And the whole time, man, it was Democrats leading them around by the nose. The whole January 6th thing, you know, it's like, dude, don't fall for this, man. Don't fall for it. They're going to lead y'all into a trap. It's a trap, right? Led into a trap. And how long have I been saying, man, this is not something you solve politically. It's culturally. It has to be solved culturally. Yeah. Firstly, it's a spiritual war. And then recognize from there it's a cultural war. And then you have the substantiation for the political fight. But too many Republican voters out there doing it backwards. So wherever these people who are pulling Biden's strings, man, come on, man. What happened to strength in numbers? There's supposed to be more of us than there are of them. We're cowards. You know? Come on, Joe. Yeah. We're cowards. We perceive it's only us. We're not willing to go into the fight alone in any way. You know, I mean, that guy David didn't think like that, right? I mean, I can't go out there. I'm only one guy. Look, all these warriors aren't even stepping up, you know? Well, a lot of it is a lot of huff and puffery, man, because I see the flags out there. Come and take it. Well, they took it. Right? They did take it. And the whole, you know, you've awakened a sleeping giant. Well, why the hell is the giant always sleeping? I hear that like every 5 years, you know, you've awakened the sleeping giant. They, man, they don't care.
No.
You know, so this has to, another approach has to be taken, Joe. This waiting for some political messiah to come in and fix everything, man, it's on us. We have to promote conservatism and this common sense approach to how we're going to do this and make it, you know, palatable.
Yep. No, I agree with you. I think again, it goes back to teaching our people what their rights are. And you and I, since we're going down the Christian road, the godly road, you and I have had this discussion before. Remember that the majority of Christian churches in this country, I won't get into technical terms for it all, but basically they believe everything is already set in stone. That you can't change anything, okay? And it doesn't matter what you pray for, who you vote for, what you do. God's going to choose who he wants to choose, and you're done. And I go, okay, so the scripture out there tells us to go find a godly person and put them in power over us. So I guess that doesn't matter either. We should ignore that one because God's going to do what he wants to do. Why did we stop the massacre of Jews? Because if it's God's plan, then you just back away and let him do what he's going to do, right? I mean, slavery. Why did we stop it? God's going to do what he wants. They make no sense. And these are Christian brothers and sisters, and you're looking at them going, my God, God gave you brain cells. You're going to fire them up or what?
Right on, man. It's lazy scripture reading, man. Using God. And, you know, I guess they also missed that part to not take the Lord's name in vain, and they're using the Lord to justify being lazy.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't think of that, but you're right. Yeah, it doesn't matter what I do. God's going to handle it. He's got it handled. I'm just going to go back to my video game. I'll catch up with you in an hour or two. All right, got to go for a break. We'll be back in a minute. Joe and Zoe will return in a few.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. More than 200 people rescued in Harris County, Texas as rivers flood. Residents being rescued on airboats from their homes. New developments out of the Middle East where a deal to release Israeli hostages from Hamas captivity is still being negotiated in Egypt. Meanwhile, the Israeli cabinet voting to remove the Al Jazeera TV network from operating in Israel. Back here in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protesters interrupt the University of Michigan graduation ceremony. The demonstration generators removed on Saturday. President Biden speaking at the White House saying students have a right to protest but not to break the law. Biden scheduled to speak at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. as Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, begins, a week of events planned to educate this generation as to the atrocities the Nazis committed against Jews. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Here we go. Hold on. We are back. I was just so taken in by the president's State of the Union lies. I mean, address. That I couldn't get back to it fast enough. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Alfonso Rachel joins me, as he does every week, to kind of deal with the issues of the day. I can't stand it. Anyway, where was I? I'm totally flustered at this point in time, totally lost at this point in time. Let me see if I can grab the stories I was going to grab for you. Other than that, Trump. You know, he went for the... he asked for a new case or a new trial in this Jean Carroll case, where he now has to pay her $83 million.
Wow!
And talk about a free speech issue. He gets out of court, and he's, I don't know this woman. I still don't know this woman. You know, so they yank him back into court again, right, to get the higher payout. And I'm thinking, do they yank every single criminal back into court again? Because, you know, every criminal in jail is not guilty. Just go ask them. They'll tell you. You know, they were framed. They were set up. Mm-hmm. And I just... And you can't say it's a single or however you want to say it, that the law applies to all evenly. You know?
Right. Man, I tell you what, that Jean Carroll... Whenever her name comes up or whenever I see her, I get that song stuck in my head. I love the nightlife. I like to boogie on the disco, right?
Like with like an 80-year-old woman in a disco getup. That would be, yeah, there you go.
She looks just like her from what I remember, man. But,
my God.
Hey, yeah. Man, but that Jean Carroll, man, she's a pervert. She's a freak. Hey, you know what her whole thing is? Is that you saw the interview with her with Stuart? Anderson Cooper.
Anderson Cooper, yeah.
It's like he was scared, man. He was scared, Joe, because he was afraid this woman she's gonna, you know, do something really freaky to me if I don't back up or something like that. And she's like, I think you're very handsome. And but man, this is her thing with Trump. She fantasizes about being raped, man. This is my assessment of her.
She did say, for clarity, so people don't... She did say she thinks that rape is sexy.
Okay. Right?
Yeah.
Because for her, she wants to be desired so badly that somebody would take her by force. That's her thing about it. That's how narcissistic she is, that somebody would take her by force. And then because Donald Trump doesn't find her that appealing and take her by force, she's insulted.
God. lot. You know, and this is, there was an article, I don't have time to read the whole thing, but basically it talked about people on the left in leadership. It was a study that was done by a university, not a right-wing university by any stretch of the imagination, but by a university that said, hey, look, was it Obama? They used Obama as an example, how narcissism just runs rampant in that group. And they go down the study and they talk about it. And again, you look at it, you say, you know, you're right, because they never feel like they do anything wrong. They never feel like they've made a mistake or anything along those lines.
Yeah. Dang, right? Man. How do I get some of that research money? I could have told them that. We've been saying it's like, yeah, that's how these people are, man. They're self-absorbed, quintessential narcissists, you know, who just cannot admit that they're wrong and just totally project their evils on the other people. Man, we've been saying that for years. We already know. Where's our check?
Yeah, I mean, we could have done it all from the beach in Acapulco, you know. So this is an article that was written. The Biden administration, which insisted Donald Trump's reelection would be very bad for America, enthusiastically supports the amputation of pieces and parts from little girls, little boys, you know, the whole thing. And you look at everything that's going on, and you look at what's coming up over the border. It says it's increasingly clear that many Americans' current leaders are, to put it plainly, stark raving mad. But just saying that and hurling the nasties doesn't really fix it for anybody. They went on to say, what a brief but serious look at the proposition that Americans' current leaders are genuinely insane in a clinically diagnosed way. It's about rampant borderline personality disorder. All right? Rampant borderline personality disorder. Now, they use a whole bunch of words here I can't even pronounce. But in many cases, what the secular psychiatric world labels mental disorders ultimately boils down to the individual who, one way or another, they've fallen in the grip of the dark spiritual forces.
Yeah.
Right? A dark way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And the study goes on to say that, you know, with these dark personalities and these high narcissistic and psychopathic traits, these people are dangerous. And you see what's happening. You said it yourself. He's putting his enemies in jail. Or trying to, anyhow, right?
Hey, you know, folks, we're talking, we're examining the psychology of these people. You know, bear in mind that when you say the psychology, it really means, people think psychology is like the study of somebody's mental state and whatnot. Psychology actually means the study of the soul. There's the word psyche coming from the Greek, you know, this coming from the Greek language. It pertains to your soul. And the thing is, the soul is not something that you can measure, right? How are you going to measure it? You know, how are you going to run an analysis on the soul or anything like that? There's no equipment that you can actually do that. There's really no case to be able to do that. The only way you can study the soul is with the Word of God himself, the creator of our soul. But a lot of that is not incorporated in psychology, so they're never really going to get it. And that's why these people keep getting more and more screwed up. Because they're leaving out the essential manual to examine the soul in the first place.
Yeah, but they specifically point out how the left constantly attributes, you know, being Hitler and Nazi-esque to Trump and his followers. And they go, look, and this is because they believe that everything that comes out of their mouth, they're right about. Now, Trump was president. He had the power to do a lot of things. Where exactly are all the Hitler-like policies and actions that he took? Who did he wipe out? Who did he kill? How many millions of people did he wipe out?
Right. And the thing is, man, and great point. You know, when you have these people who are just under this spell, you know, the name Satan means the accuser. That's what it means.
Right.
And what do? Just like you gave the example. What do they do all day long, Joe? They accuse. Accusing us of the evil that they are. Their worldview is more is very reflective of Nazism. You know, from how they despise the Jews, and they do, you know, while trying to accuse other people of being anti-Semitic, it's them. From that to their economic policies, their demand for health care and education and the economic policies, it's all reflective of socialism. Hitler was doing the same thing.
Yep.
You know, and so that's where they, you know, but they're able to just they're under this spell. And they're trying to drag other people into it and implicate us, you know, in their enchantments to get other people to see us the same way.
Yep. You know, you look at this, the current president, right, Joe Biden, or the guy who thinks he is, down to the point where, you know, he's throwing people in jail for freedom of speech.
Oh.
He's throwing millions of megabucks at putting Donald Trump away. We've got down the whole list, right?
Right. I tell you what, Joe, if I may, I have a problem with, because I see a lot of memes out there where it's saying that, you know, it compares Biden to, you know, these other earlier socialist dictators and stuff like that, and saying these are the people who put their political opponents in prison. Meanwhile, what are we saying? We're saying lock her up. We want Hillary locked up. We want Pelosi locked up. Don't we want that?
Well, let me push back just a little bit, okay? And here's the difference. I want Hillary put in jail for legal reasons, not just because she's a Democrat, okay?
Right.
I want her put in jail because she truly ignored a judge's order. She scrubbed an email server. She had information that she should have never had out of a secure location. And Donald Trump, you want to put him in jail for papers he had that were secured by...
We know that, Joe. We know that we got a legitimate case, but these people think that they've got a legitimate indictment, too.
Yeah. Well, as you just heard, they're a little off. So. Maybe a little off. I don't know. But you look at this and you just say, again, it's a matter of they've clouded history, so you really don't know what history is all about. So they're having to take from their liberal professor at their liberal college as to what the truth is, and that's when they go make a sign and they go protest, and you know what I'm saying? They do the sit-ins and all that other stuff based on what the professor's telling them. So we're going to have to go for a break. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more with Joe and Zoe right after this.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Stating your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Let me just bring him on. Alfonso Rachel joins us as he does every week. Always appreciate his time with us. So, you know, President Trump is actually doing a play-by-play on Truth Social right now. And Joe Biden was late getting into the chamber, way late. So Trump starts off with, well, as Crooked Joe is making his way into the chamber really late, very disrespectful of people's time. Just whack, you know, kind of. I get a kick out of that stuff. I really do. But I know, a sick man. I'm sorry. I apologize. So.
Hey, that's that's some good strategy, man. Now, hey, who's doing the response? To State of the Union.
Oh, she's a new one. She's a newer congresswoman person. Let me see. I just had it up on my screen, and I was too stupid to keep it there, thinking that you might just ask me that question.
But I'm surprised they didn't have Trump do it.
Call them. They got it all wrong. Call them. he should have done it. That would have been perfect, don't you think?
Sure, because as far as, I mean, if he's supposedly, which he is still president, if supposedly he's not the president, you don't have to, as far as I know, you don't have to be an elected official to do it.
You know, you got to watch out talking about Trump like that, because, you know, Barkley said he's going to punch you right in the face.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, if I know that he's going to punch me in the face, I guess I would just have to make preemptive action. If I see him coming toward me, I'm going to have to go after the kneecaps, man, like a little...
He's got money. Just make sure your lawyer's around. You know, take the hit, fall down, say you can't see anymore. You know, I'll tell you how to do it. I'll teach you how to do it. Don't worry about it, man.
You might be onto something there. Yeah, you might be onto something.
So earlier today, the House passed the Laken Riley Act, and that is an act that originally there were enough people voted against it they couldn't get it passed. The bill simply, ready for this one? It simply requires ICE to arrest and detain illegal aliens like the one that killed Laken Riley until they're removed from the U.S. So if they had been picked up, they'd committed more acts here in this country once they come here illegally, right? The original bill, you should have heard the Dems going crazy. No, it's not due process. It doesn't give them enough time to come up. You're going, wait a minute. All the stuff that you didn't give the J6ers? Really? Okay.
Right?
Yeah. No, this gets better, though. 170 Democrats voted against the bill.
Yeah.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
You're sitting there scratching your head going, I thought you guys cared about Americans.
You know you ain't surprised, man. You know you're not surprised by that. And just like you said, with the January 6th, and with Trump. Hey, can I get a minute? You know, before you guys just come and just take $350 million of my dollars, can I get a minute? It's like, no. How dare you ask for time on that? And it's right here. And it's like, but see, the thing is, you know, I'm as far as, you know, Democrats can use the narrative that this is racist and all this sort of stuff, because even racism to them, which they are, is more evil than some dude just coming over here and taking a girl and bludgeoning her.
I want you to let that sink in. You just said, I want you to think that particular group all of a sudden finds racism abhorrent.
Yeah.
All right. What do you want to call them? The consistently feeding it, consistently on it, consistently using racism as a tool, and yet they hate it.
Yeah, right. What's his name? Michael Moore out there trying. He's trying to make Christians out to be the real enemies of the Jews. So he's race baiting there, basically wanting to turn Jews and Palestinians against the Jews because he hates Christians so much.
What'd you just say?
Yeah, hopefully I said the Palestinians and the Jews against the Christians.
I thought you said because he's a Christian. I'm sorry, I missed that.
No.
I was going to go, wow. Oh, he must be one of those Taylor Swift Christians then.
Sometimes I talk faster than I think, man.
I do the same thing. I actually had somebody at lunch meeting that asked me to slow down. I said, no, you got to turn your ears on high speed. So, it's like I said, constant. This is just hilarious. Another thing, we've got a jury convicted a Portland woman of bias or bias crime. I've never heard of a bias crime for misgendering an individual in a woman's bathroom. So, you know, people said this would never happen. There's a misgendering, calling somebody a name or something that they're not, or using words that somebody doesn't like. Basically, is what she's going to go to jail for or been charged with. Can you imagine this? I mean, seriously. Now, this is happening in Oregon, who, by the way, now, I love it. They decided, since they legalized all those drugs, we may have made a mistake here. So the question to reverse and pull the law back. This is hilarious. And it's like, really, so looking at other states that have done this, look at what drugs have done to people. You've decided that maybe you made a mistake? Seriously? You got people dropping dead in the street? I'm sorry, I'm missing something here.
Joe, I tell you what, man. While I was in California, and this is all over, man, but you'd be surprised how many conservatives, you know, the kind that consider themselves classical liberals,
yeah,
who are pro-legalizing marijuana, right? And I'm like trying to tell them, it's like, man, you don't want to do that. You don't. Number one is because some of these people consider themselves Christians. And like, why would you legalize pharmakia, which means sorcery, is something that God detests. Why would you want to make that legal? But you want to make your political idea of liberty. That's what's paramount to y'all, is that liberty comes first. And so even the liberty to get high and all that sort of stuff. And I'm like, you claim to be these small government libertarian, you know, classical liberal conservatives and stuff like that. If you make marijuana legal, dude, government is going to explode. Government is going to be huge. Well, marijuana is becoming more and more legal, and government is much, much bigger, and we're definitely not a better country for it.
No, we're not. And it's, you know, again, it's not the dope of your grandfather. And this is the other thing that people aren't getting. The damage it's doing to these young kids, physically to their brains, mentally to them as a whole, it's just something like they refuse to, not only do the parents refuse to acknowledge it, but they refuse to even study it, to find out, read, to find out, understand what it truly is doing to your kid, to your child. Just amazing.
Oh, man. And, you know, Joe, the thing is, the big argument, the big pro-marijuana argument, you know, not that that's not the only thing that we're talking about, but, you know, this is the gateway drug, Joe. It's a gateway drug. But the whole the pro-argument for it is that, well, it's natural. It's natural. And I'm like, okay, well, then why don't you guys just leave it alone? Because you guys don't smoke it for it being natural. You guys keep trying to hybridize it, and you keep trying to, you know, you're doing all this mess around stuff with it to make it more and more potent. If it's natural and it's just fine, well, then leave it alone.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree with you. Every time they get their fingers in something, they really, really, really screw it up big time. And they don't see it. They don't. First of all, they don't believe it. They think everything they touch, everything they do is God's gift to humanity. You know, why would you want anything else? Just do what they tell you to do. You'll be fine. You see how that's working out for our vets sleeping in the streets.
Right.
Right? I mean, seriously. All right, so here's another fun one for you. New York AG Letitia James, she was booed at a New York Fire Department ceremony with chants of, you know, Trump, that kind of stuff. When she showed up, they started booing her. And this is the line that I love. Now, you know what she's done. Lately, she's gone on a suing spree. I don't know if you know that. She's sued a county in New York for their stance on transgender athletes. And she's suing the meat company for deceptive advertising. Now, they say in 15 years, this meat company says they will be carbon neutral or something along those lines, right? So she says, it's just now when's 2040? So it's a ways out there. Okay, they've been running these ads for less than 2 years, and she's saying they're deceptive ads because they've done nothing to move in that direction. The president of the company's like, I'm sorry, we're talking 2040, right? I got some time to work on this. And she's not happy. Anyway, I don't think she's a very honest, upright person. So these people are booing her, and they're shouting Trump, Trump, Trump. She's like, come on, people. We're in the house of God. Simmer down. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. So the only time you have to be or try to be upright and right and a person of integrity is when you're in that light. Do you think lightning only comes from God's house? And ain't he everywhere? I don't know. I'm confused, apparently.
Yeah, wow, man. Okay. You know, once again, don't take the Lord's name in vain.
God bless. I find this stuff just... Where is... Is she using that as a hammer? Hey, we're in God's house here. Knock it off.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Hey, the devil got in the garden too, man. You know, the devil knows the Bible too, and the devil probably attends church more than we do.
Sure, that one, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, so, yeah, of course she'll be in there and try to invoke God for authority.
Yeah, I thought that was just so funny when I saw it. I had to go back and read it. No, she didn't say that. No way, no how. And that's exactly what. All right. Oh, hey, tell people where they can hear your music, where they can find you, quick.
Oh, thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. You can check out my content there. Hope we see you.
God. Yeah, I got to go over the Anti-Fuddy Duddy Bible Studies there, Zoloft, Zopian 10. We'll be back in a little bit. Dr. B joins us in the next hour. Don't go far.